Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we are excited to be in the fifth dimension for one whole hour. The show number to call in again is 888-627-6008. And that is where you can get a hold of me tonight and my special guest. Before bringing her out, very, very special guest tonight to be with us. We're really honored to have her. Let's get into the fifth dimension. So let's take a deep breath. And I'm going to read one of my affirmations to take us there, to start it off. Inhale and exhale and leave behind the third dimension and learn to release the energy we don't want in our body. We are multidimensional beings living in a multidimensional world with many multidimensional energies. We love being in this multidimensional frequency time, but we can view it from every angle. We choose to have love at the highest God awareness, and we don't have to suffer. We can emerge in this dimensional frequency, and we can be healed. And let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale through our nose. And exhale through our mouth. Take a deep breath. Inhale through our mouth. And exhale through our nose. My soul loves being in this frequency and dimensional world. I feel safe. I feel healed. I feel love. And take a deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. My soul loves living in this time. In this life, in this multidimensional world, I am immortal, infinite, and divine. I don't have to suffer. I am healed. I'm learning to choose the highest God awareness. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And as you're feeling yourself moving into the third dimension and moving out of the third dimension and moving into the third dimension and out of the third dimension as you're breathing, inhale and exhaling and inhaling and exhaling. Feel yourself gliding into the fifth dimension. As your soul starts moving more into the fifth dimension, as we do this soft little opening meditation to our show, hear yourself say, I am strong. I am loved. My guides are helping me to feel safe, secure, and every cell in my body is being activated to this higher dimensional frequency. And I am okay to be in the fifth dimension. Namaste. Just coming back down into your heart chakra, feeling safe and calm in this magical fifth dimensional energy. And even if you don't quite understand all about the fifth dimension, just knowing that that fifth dimensional frequency energy is safe and calming and loving and gentle. And the other energy, which is the third dimensional frequency energy, is more of a frequency that makes you feel uneasy. And so when we move over into the other dimension, we have less worry and fear. So bringing ourselves back down into that fifth dimensional frequency in our heart chakra, because that's where it stays in the heart and out of the mind, we center ourselves on feeling more stable. We have more mental clarity, clear thinking, and let's come back into the third eye, back into the heart chakra, and let's just close this affirmation meditation with namaste. And swallow. Great. That is perfect. So thank you for being on the show, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Right now, if you feel good about it, share the show with a friend, call in your family, your friends, because we are getting ready to introduce the most amazing woman, friend of mine. Her name is Kara Goodwin. And she is a meditational guide. So talking about meditation, she is the queen of meditation. She's the host of a podcast called Soul Elevation. And she goes in deep. She explores the ascension, spiritual awakenings, energy healing, and extraterrestrials. And the connection and consciousness. And she does so many interviews with so many amazing speakers and spiritual teachers, and that's how I met her. And Kara empowers people, and she deepens their connections through transformative practices. She has a book out called Your Authentic Awakening, A Guide to Everyday Spiritual Living, and that's on Amazon, and she also has an audiobook out there. So let's bring Kara out, and we're going to talk to her.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. It's the Kimberly and Kara day because we just recorded your second episode on Soul Elevation, and I'm so honored to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I think it's the Kim and Kara month.
Yes, right.
But yes, we were together this morning and we're together now, and we're going to be together in a few weeks again because we have a really cool event we're going to talk about later in the show. But right now, let's talk about you. I'm so excited. So I want everyone to know about you and all that you do. So let's hear about what made you get into interviewing people with their multidimensional experiences and how you got into your multidimensional experiences. What drew you to this? How did it start?
Yeah, well, you know, like a lot of people, a lot of people find their pathway through some sort of hardship. You know, it's kind of the a typical way that people do find their spiritual journey. And that's how it was for me. So several years ago, I had a year that was just catastrophic. It started with the death of my sister-in-law, who was also a very close friend of mine, and she took her life. And she was just about to get married. She had two little kids. It was just very tragic. And a few weeks after that, our dog passed away. And then my stepdad had been, his health had been deteriorating, and he ended up having a surgery on his brain stem. So we didn't know how that was going to work out. Luckily, that worked out well for him. My mother-in-law was hit by a motorbike as she crossed the street. And then my stepmom went into the ICU with a failing heart and had a heart transplant. And that was a whole journey because, of course, like you're not just immediately like a little bit sick and then you get a heart transplant. Like you've got to get very sick, go to the top of the heart transplant list, then have this huge, huge surgery, and then there's a huge recovery. So all of that happened in the span of 7 months. And while that was happening, we were actually living abroad. So we weren't even able to easily be with our family as all of this was snowballing and one thing after another was happening. So that added another aspect of trauma to the whole thing. So through that, I recognized that I was starting to, I'm sure I was feeling anxious. I was never diagnosed with depression, but, I remember just trying to get through the days, trying to get through just this day. You know, you kind of wake up and it's like, okay, now how long do I have to be awake before I can fall asleep again? You know,
and depression. Yeah.
Right. And it was like, God, do I just have to do this forever? Like, do I just have to keep waking up every day? Like, okay, how much longer until I can go back to sleep? And, you know, am I ever going to enjoy anything again? And so I learned meditation really as a way to cope with that and to try to feel some calmness, to try to be able to just to cope. And I didn't go to it for any sort of really for any spiritual connection. I think at that time I would have called myself more of an agnostic, where I just didn't really know if there was anything. I wasn't totally convinced that there was not anything, but I was going to meditation not to deepen my connection with spirit, but just to cope. And so I found a teacher, I found a method, a technique, and that was really important to me because I had been interested in meditation at periods prior to this in my life, and I would try it and then think that I should just know how to do it, and then I wouldn't get anywhere with it, so I would stop doing it, like, oh, I guess I can't meditate. And when my life came crashing down, I was like, okay, I really want to get serious about this. I'm going to find a teacher, find like somebody to actually tell me how to do it, because all these people do it and they seem to know what they're doing and get somewhere with it. And I'm not really getting anywhere with it. And, so I did feel a lot calmer and started to get a sense of peace back into my life. And then it took a little bit of time, you know, it took a few months, I would say, before I started to crack open in terms of the spiritual coming through, because now that's why I meditate. You know, I meditate because I want to connect to God and I want to connect to my soul, and I want my soul to fill my body. And that's the main driver. But it took me some time to get to that before. And I had some soft experiences of seeing light behind closed eyes, or feeling my consciousness rising, things like that. I saw a galaxy with my eyes closed, just like inside my head. I saw a galaxy from far away, like spinning. And I was like, what is that? Why would I see that? You know, I wasn't really into space or science fiction or anything. And it took me years before I even knew that like star seeds were a thing. I didn't know that there was an extraterrestrial component to spirituality, which I do know now. But when I had that experience, I was asking like my teachers, like, why would I see a galaxy? Like, why would I seeing this, you know, where it's rotating and I'm seeing it from far away? And they didn't really have an answer for me. They just told me not to be attached to it, which is good advice. But also, you know, it didn't give me any answers. And so I was kind of surprised later. And then I think I don't even know if I even remembered that had happened. And then like slowly, you know, the picture's starting to build, like, oh, some people have ET encounters some as part of their spiritual awakening, or they feel that they have contact, they feel that they're from somewhere else, and eventually remembering, like, wait, isn't that weird that I saw that galaxy? You know, that, and I've seen it several times. That's kind of one of the easier things for me to see with my mind's eye. But
did you have a specific dream that you recalled, like a memory recall of a past life with an ET encounter, or how do you remember, or is there a specific origin of a starseed that you feel more present with?
I have had dreams where I've had dreams that involve ETs, or a lot of times I will call my dreams dream screens, not all dreams, but some dreams that feel like, whoa, I really felt like I was somewhere else. That was a very realistic dream. And it feels to me like there is, has been like an overlay on top of the dream that converts what I actually experienced so that my human brain can understand it. So an example of that is I have a lot of dreams where I'm on cruise ships. That's like such a common thing for me, where I'm on cruise ships, and it's not all the time, but it'll be in a period of time where it's like one night after another. And I just keep being on these, big cruise ships. And, to me, that would be an example of a lot of times those dreams feel like there's something more than a dream and I'm not really on a cruise ship, but that's how my human brain, like, identifies what it is. Does that make sense?
It does, a reoccurring dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe but a past life experience on a cruise ship that maybe you had had.
It could be, so, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about your work that you do now. Like, you have the podcast, and mm-hmm. do you do meditation classes also?
Yeah, so I do have a self-paced learn to meditate class. So I kind of took the things that had been so valuable to me when I was really desperate to learn meditation at that period of my life that I shared. And I put it into, you know, I created videos and created audio meditations and, tried to really break things down into 21 segments so that they're things that you don't have to carve out a huge amount of time, but you can do a little bit every day and build it into your life. So I have that as
an offering.
So
where do you do that at? Are you do that as in a group or online, or?
That's a self-paced one. So that's funkaragoodwin.com, and it goes at the person's own pace. So if they want to do 21 days in a row, that's the ideal, because then
that's cool.
That magic, like three week to build a habit. But not everybody does it every day. And then I have a group that I work with. It's called the Healing Hearth, and we get together and meditate regularly once or twice a week. And then we have regular just kind of online meetups where it's not really a meditation, but we're just kind of talking and sharing inspiration, sharing ideas. We have a book club that we just met a few days ago for, and we are, it's really about nurturing your spiritual side, and meditation is a key part of that. So there's, at this point, because I've been doing it for a few years, so there are hundreds of meditations now that are just on demand, because it's built up over time. So members can go in, and if they want a meditation, you know, and we're not having a live one at that specific time, they've got access to a lot of different ones, different recordings that they can access. And
hundreds of your meditations.
Right. Yeah. Recorded ones from when we've gotten together as a group. And then there's some one-to-one options as well, just helping people to kind of navigate life with their spiritual focus.
So give some of us an example. On some of your meditations that you're doing, do you feel like you're tapping into a specific starseed? Is there a starseed origin that you feel more comfortable with, or is it Kara doing the meditation?
You know, it's such a good question because I don't consider myself a channel, for example. So I don't feel that I, you know, oh, let me bring in this other aspect to myself necessarily, but I can feel like I always start every meditation with everybody surrounding themselves in light and being within a sphere of light, because I really want us to be deliberate about protecting our field and inviting in the right vibration to be a part of it. Because we do, like, you know, you and I were talking on our podcast recording
right.
earlier today, we all have help on the other side. We've got these our helpers. I think that's what you were calling your spirit helpers, right?
And yeah.
So I want everybody to go into their meditation where they can really feel relaxed and feel that they're being held and that they're connecting with their team. But oftentimes I can feel within myself that there is a shift that happens. And I don't necessarily feel that another entity per se comes in, but I can feel that shift in consciousness where, you know, it's different than how I'm talking to you now.
Well, yeah, you're meditating, so you're guiding people. You said you're a meditation guide. So if
right.
you're a guide, you're guiding people on their meditation. So yeah, so that sounds amazing. So maybe if we have time before the end of the hour, you could maybe do like a few minutes of maybe one of your meditations
yeah.
for us. That would be really cool. But before we go to break, tell us just a couple things about your Authentic Awakening, A Guide to Everyday Spiritual Living. Tell us about a little bit of what your book has in there for people.
Yeah, thank you. So this was really I wanted to make it a practical guide. You know, sometimes I think when people are starting out on their spiritual path, or maybe they've been on their path for a little while, but they feel like if they want to make progress, if they want to make more progress, if they really want to get serious about things, that they really need to, I don't know, go off and live in the Himalayas, or can they really live in a spiritually minded way while still having their regular life? You know, one of the things that I think people often come up against, and I had this where I was opening up to my spiritual side and nobody else was, you know? And so
right.
it's like, is this okay for me to do? How do I do this? Can I still be friends with these people? Can I still be married to this person? Can I still, like, how much of my old life do I need to give up if I want to have a different kind of life? And
right.
so it's really, you know, it's part of, it's my story of how I navigated through my awakening, but it's also just the, what can we encompass this in our modern life? Can we have our kind of regular life and still keep growing spiritually? And if so, how do we do that? So every chapter ends with like a section that's like, do it. And it gives it kind of condenses what we've talked about in the chapter and gives really concrete, practical things that you can do to help apply what it is that we talk about. But there are things like spiritual protection and prayer. There's opening your heart. There's the role that fear plays and why it's important to overcome fear. I had an experience luckily it was a fairly short-lived experience, but with a cult. So I talk about warning signs with cults and my experience, how I found myself
wow.
in one and how I got out of it. And so it covers a lot of the challenges and the opportunities that come up in spiritual, once we become spiritually minded.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, what I love about you is that you're so supportive of others and you're here to be not only, you know, to help people with their meditation, and you're so, you know, you've had your own awakening and experiences, but you do like one-on-one mentoring, group mentoring, And you have your podcast where you bring so many people on and of so many different types of work that they do. And we're doing an event coming up, March 28th on the Galactic DNA 5D Activation Healing Event. And it's a very, very, small donation to come on. And that's right on Kara's website, KaraGoodwin.com. And, you're also going to be featured as a main speaker at the New Living Expo up in San Rafael as a speaker. And you're just amazing. And you're a best-selling author. Human, you know, the human consciousness of going into the higher dimensions and being open and thinking out of the box about, you know, are the extraterrestrials really here? Well, we both know they are. Mm-hmm. And people, when they think out of the box, like about being a psychic, being a medium, having these abilities, getting in contact with the paranormal, not only are you helping people understand, like me, there's the mainstream media and then there's the spirituality. And I feel drawn to you to work with you because you're both like me.
Mm. Yes, yes, thank you. And likewise, yes, there's so much synergy there.
Yeah, so like if you guys go over to her website right now, KaraGoodwin.com, you're going to see what I'm talking about because she makes you feel safe. She makes you feel like you want to work with Kara. She's amazing. So we're going to go to break right now and we're going to come back. And are you okay to take some calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. And then maybe you'll do like a little meditation for us too. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
okay,
that'd be
we'll
great.
Be right back. Yeah, everybody, we're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kara Goodwin.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
We are back. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And if you need to reach me for any kind of session, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com. And we are super excited tonight. I'm going to be giving a gift away for my class coming up on March 26th, which is my mediumship readings and teaching class. And that's towards the end of tonight. So we have to remind me, because I'm giving one ticket away for free for my class for St. Patrick's celebration. And also this weekend, we have our Mother Mary Healing Circle, which is our nonprofit, non-denominational healing circle, which is right on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. And that's our donation once a month, Mother Mary Healing Circle. And our March 28th, which is the event that Kara and I are doing, it's our Galactic DNA Activation event. And that's all on thehealingtrilogy.com website. So please check out our March events. We'd love to have you. So we have on the line right now, Patricia. So Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you both. Hi, yes. I was just kind of listening in. I'm going through a lot myself and trying to find peace with meditation and such. So I'm open to just seeing whatever you have to offer.
Okay. Do you have a specific question? When you call in, please have a question for us. We really like that, so we can answer you. Because we've got quite a few people on the line right now. So do you have a specific question for us? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I do see somebody, if you want me just to dive right in, I do see someone that's hanging around you on your shoulder, somebody that passed away. Did you have someone that crossed over recently that passed away?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I see somebody that passed away. They're waving at me. Was it a woman?
No, my husband.
Okay. Well, he's with a woman. I see him with your mother.
Okay.
Did your mom die?
Yeah. Yes, okay. My mother died some years ago.
Yeah. He's with your mom, and he's telling me I'm fine. I'm okay. I didn't see him at first because he's behind your mother. I don't know if that makes sense, but your mom is pushing him away. Your mom is pushy. Is that true? Just kind of pushy, a little pushy? But they are together. They are together. Yeah, they are together. I see them both together, and they're happy you called in. And your husband, let me see what he's saying to me real quick. Your husband, he's saying the crossing, his passing was hard, but he's thanking you for being there for him, honey. And he loves you.
Yeah.
But he is telling me that he had a hard passing. I mean, what he passed away of was hard. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Did he pass away of like cancer or something up on the chest? He's holding his chest.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Correct.
Yeah, cancer?
Yes, it was.
He's telling me cancer,
yes.
And he's holding his chest. But he wants me to tell you
correct.
He loves you so much, and he's with your mother. But your mother won't let him talk very much, and I don't know why. She's just really taking over. She wants to talk to you. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Kara right now because we have a lot of calls.
Thank you.
And Kara, love you, honey. I love you.
Thank you.
Kara's going to just give you a couple words of meditation or something that, Kara, you feel you want to say. Go ahead, Kara.
Yeah, well, bless you with going through this with your husband. And when you're looking for that peace and you're wanting to use meditation to help you get through this, you don't have to. I feel like in my experience, I was trying to make it a lot harder than it needed to be when I was looking for peace with it. So even if you just allow yourself to observe your breath, just for 1 minute, just give yourself 1 minute
you know, not trying to sit for 30 minutes and keep your mind from wandering, but maybe set a timer for 1 minute. Breathe slowly and deeply and just follow the breath. And if you notice the mind wandering, just notice that. Let the thoughts go, come back, and you should be able, 1 minute should be manageable, and you can build from there. So
sure.
Just try to keep it
perfect.
Simple.
Thank you. Thank you both
I love
so much.
That. I love that so much, Kara. That was so beautiful. And there's one more thing your husband said. Do you have a child or children?
Grown.
Yeah. Do you have a daughter?
Mm-hmm. A
he
son.
Said something about a daughter or a son?
I have a son. We have a son.
Is he married?
Yes.
Okay, something about the wife or something. He's looking after them. The wife. Something about the wife, he's saying.
Okay.
I don't know if there's something going on with the wife, but he says he's looking after them.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for
okay,
sharing
God bless
that,
you.
Kimberly.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we have another caller. Thank you, Kara. That was beautiful. I love that. Spot
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you too.
So good. Spot on. Okay, we have Amanda. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hello,
hi,
this is Amanda John.
Hi.
Thank you. I just happened to pop in on Kimberly's live item, and she said, hello, I have a gift for you, call me. But I'm really interested in what you shared. It's sort of ironic. I think it's guided, actually, because I've been talking about getting back into meditation. The only reason why I haven't is, Kara, you had touched on one of them, which is fear-based.
Yeah.
So that's my question is, how do I eliminate that fear so that I can actually move on and get into meditation? And let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
I am highly intuitive, and I think that's probably where my fear is coming from, but I don't know for sure.
So are you afraid of, like, the unknown in terms of what you might experience?
I think so. I've participated in some meditations, and when someone asked me, well, what did you experience? It was like, when I shared it, it was like shut down, like, oh. So I'm like, oh, maybe that was wrong, or I think that's probably where it came from.
Oh, interesting. That's so funny, because I just love like the unusual experiences so much. So I'm like, I can't relate to somebody telling me something like unusual and being like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, tell me everything.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing that I would go back to, one of the things that we were talking about earlier, which is that protection part, and making sure that you are starting your meditation. I always say, just feel yourself within a sphere of golden light or golden diamond light. And that's always step one for me. So I put myself in that light, or I put my group in that light, and I welcome forth my higher self, my Christed self, my mighty I am presence, pure source consciousness. And then I invite in and welcome forth the benevolent beings who are on my team. You know,
right.
those beings who are assisting me on the other side, who are benevolent,
yeah,
and they're life affirming and working on my spiritual, you know, helping me on my spiritual path. So In my experience, if you begin with that as your foundation, you can leap, you know, and then for me, that takes away any of the fear, because I know that I'm not vulnerable in that sense. So whatever
okay.
I experience is for my highest good when I'm coming from that standpoint. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it rings
very true.
Thank you.
I love that, Kara. I also want to say thank you, Kara. I also want to say, Amanda, I am giving you the gift, which is March 26th. My email down right now. Kimberly Meredith. I'm sure you know my website, thehealingtrilogy.com. But in order to get the gift, you have to do it tonight. If it comes in tomorrow, I can't give the gift away. It's March 26th.
Okay.
It's my intimate spirit teaching circle. And readings, March 26th, and that's $100 free gift ticket for my class that I do. And that's my monthly mediumship readings and teachings that I do. Everyone gets a reading, guaranteed reading, and then we learn who our guides are, how to do readings.
Oh.
And also the first 15 minutes is meditation. So isn't that something? So,
yeah,
I guess the guides want you to start practicing meditation. Through meditation,
yeah.
Through meditation, you learn who you're connected to and your guides. And so, and also I want to remind everybody, when you get to my website, thehealingtrilogy.com, and you see the events calendar, Kara and I are going to be on the 28th doing activations and readings, and that ticket is only $27, and that's for 2 hours on Saturday the 28th, which is going to be so much fun. But you're winning the gift tonight. Every time I do a show, when I'm on air, I give a gift away. So that's the 26th. So thank you for calling on, Amanda, and I can't wait to see you for our class.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And you said, yeah, thank you. So just
You got to go to my email, KimberlyMeredith11@gmail.com. But if you go to my website under my contact page, you'll see my email. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you so much. God bless you. We've got John on the line. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Hello, Kimberly. Hello, Kara.
Hey, John. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona tonight.
Woohoo! Arizona!
Yay.
Arizona's on the line. Yay! I love Arizona.
Yeah,
me too.
What part of Arizona?
I'm in Mesa, right outside Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. I'm going to Arizona next week.
Oh, my God. That sounds so cool.
Nice weather,
so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What questions do you have for Kara and I? We're
Kimberly, I'm Kara. I have my house on the market because I really want to move, and it's been on the market since January, and I've only had maybe 4 showings, and I'm just curious to find out what I'm doing wrong to make my house more appealing to the population.
Well, I could do a psychic hit on it, and Kara can also do her intuitive hit on that.
Thank you.
The person you're listed it with, you don't have to say that on air, but, is that somebody new that you listed your home with, or you've been listing it on your own, or?
She's the one that helped me find my house. And now that I want to sell it, I went back to her, for her help.
Okay. 'Cause I don't want to get in trouble saying that that's not maybe somebody that you need to do it with somebody else. But I'm just seeing somebody else coming in to help you with selling it.
Oh, okay.
My guys are saying, is it going to sell in March, April, May? I see something picking up more in May and June, the end of the year, and more of the summer.
May or June then? We look like we might be able to sell it by that point in time?
I'm just seeing something picking up, yeah. But I mean, this is, you know, the person that you're working with, I'm not getting a hit on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so people, you can always book a 30-minute session with me, and I can get down more into it. You can tell me who you're working with. Just, you know, I can't say it on air. So.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. You want to ask another question to Kara?
Well, once my house sells, I'm wanting to move to Las Vegas. And I'm getting out of education, and I was just curious to find out if there's going to be a good job that will fit my needs. Kara?
Kara, do you answer questions like this, or do you want me to answer it?
I'll let you take that. I'm not really
psychic.
Yeah, this isn't my
expertise. Yeah, I'm not really – okay, honey. I'm not really getting a hit about Vegas for you. Are you a teacher?
Okay.
Are you in teaching?
Yes, I am, Kimberly, yes.
Okay. Vegas, I don't know why they're saying no. Maybe this year, next year. I see more Vegas in 2027.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not this year. They're
okay.
saying no. Yeah.
Okay. I respect that.
I also see somebody coming in for you, like romantically also, like in 2027 or 2028, unless you're already with somebody.
No, I'm single.
Yeah, I do see someone romantically coming in 2027 and maybe like in again, like around May.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Exciting. Okay, yeah, very much so. Thank you for calling in.
I will reach out to you for a reading. Thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah, and also, you know, always look at some of our group classes, too. We'd love to have you. Yeah, we love your energy. Really love your energy. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much. And everybody, just to say one more time, we have Kara Goodwin on air right now, and she has a podcast called Soul Elevation. And her website is, Kara, shout it out.
KaraGoodwin.com. I spell Kara with a K.
That's right. K-A-R-A. Kazer in the house.
That's
okay.
Right.
I think we have one more caller. Her name is Mia.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, hi, dear Kimberly. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Kara?
Oh, let's see. Bless you, my friend. I just wondered. I didn't miss out on meeting the person that I was told that I would meet in the future on your last show. I hope I didn't miss out on that, dear.
No, you're fine. You're perfect. Do you have a question for Kara?
Oh, let's see. Oh, the way to relax, to listen to your breath and to imagine a golden sphere or a golden type of diamond sphere around ourselves, and then listen to our breathing. Is that a good way to meditate, dear?
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. And it's really helpful if you find a place where you won't be distracted. So, you know, turning the TV off, having your phone put away, and trying to have somewhere quiet, some place where you can be nice and relaxed. And then just what you said, putting a sphere around yourself and breathing deeply and just bringing the attention back. If the mind starts to wander, just bring your attention back.
Love that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I like when you said only, like even for a minute, it's worthwhile to do, to help ourselves to relax.
Right. And then you can build. So once you've done a minute, you know, a few days in a row, then you can try to do 2 minutes and just slowly build. There's no rush. It seems to help to build slowly so that you can really get comfortable and not feel overwhelmed if it has been a difficult thing for you to do in the past.
This is wonderful. Thank you, Kara. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you Kim, for calling.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you both and everybody.
God bless you.
Around the world. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you, Mia. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing the show, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Kara, let's take a deep dive about what we're doing March 28th. So do you want to explain a little more before we do a little bit? You're going to take us out on a meditation for this hour.
Well, I'm so excited. I am so excited to be hosting this. And you're the star of the show, Kimberly. We're going to have you activating people and helping to clear out traumas, helping to clear out blocks. And then also those activations that we talked about in terms of the, we're really focusing in on the galactic side of this. So we're going to help people to connect with their starseed origin, as well as, I can't wait for this too. We're going to hear more about your contact experience, and we're going to hear more details than what you've been able to share before.
Yes.
And you have a fantastic story. We talked about it on a summit that I hosted, I guess, I think, was it about a year ago, maybe, or
almost,
last year anyway? And you shared for the first time about your contact experience, and everybody was hanging on the edge of their seat. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So we're going to hear more about that, new details, and it's going to be really a beautiful experience. And people are going to have the opportunity to ask questions as well. We're going to get to as many questions as we can also.
Yeah.
So it's good. We're packing a lot in, but it's going to be really, really valuable and fun.
Yeah. And I feel really safe with you. Because I know that you know how to go into the multi dimensions and handle this this type of energy, because people from all over are going to be coming in. I know we're going to have a lot of people, the Octarian, Pleiadian energies, and I'll be using my eye code links, and I'll be clearing trauma imprints, ancestral patterns, childhood traumas, deep contracts that people had from past lives, helping people boost their abundance where they have resistance to bringing in and feeling unworthy. A lot of people feel unworthy right now that they don't deserve. And I'm going to go in real deep, and the guides want me to do this. So I don't know when I'll be doing this again. We may not do this for another year if we want to do it, but right now is the time that we're doing it. And just go to Kara's website. And I also have it on mine, the Healing Trilogy. And there's a button that says, I'm in. I love that you made that. I'm in. and I know we're filling up. We haven't cut it off yet, but we'd love to have you guys join us. So I just want to make sure you guys know that we are doing this right now, and we feel real good about it.
Absolutely.
So Kara, do you want to do do you feel like in your heart that you feel okay to do? Do you have the energy right now? I know you're in the Eastern time right now. Do you have energy to take us out with one of your,
absolutely.
I mean, don't take us out. But
let's just do a short meditation.
Okay.
That'll be great.
Cool.
Well, let's go ahead and close our eyes, everybody. And place around yourself a sphere of golden diamond light. So just imagine this light all around you. Imagine it above you and below you, in front of you, behind you, to the left and right. And welcoming in your higher self, pure source consciousness, and your divine team, all of those beautiful, benevolent guides who are walking through life with you. And just become aware of the breath. Breathe through your nose if you can, in and out of your nose. Let the breath lengthen feel it going low. Feel the breath going low down deep into the belly. And feel your body relaxing deeply. Relaxing the feet. Coming up and relaxing the legs. Feel the belly unwinding. Relaxing through the shoulders. And all through the face, just feeling the whole body relax. Just feel that your body is drawing that golden light deep, deep into you. So imagine that your skin is pulling this light in, and this golden light is filling your body. And now let's just take a nice deep breath in through the nose and sigh it out.
Beautiful.
You can open your eyes when you're ready.
I love that. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Kara, you're just beautiful. I love that meditation. I felt it all through my body, tingling.
Oh, thank
you. I could
you.
Just imagine.
I loved yours, too, at the beginning.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So much synergy again.
So tell everybody before we go where they can find your podcast, and you release them weekly. And
yeah. So the podcast, you can find all the episodes. I think I'm up to 563 episodes. They're all on soulelevationpodcast.com. So you can get all the episodes there. And then all my stuff is on caragoodwin.com. You can find out more about the book there and the community and the meditation course and all those things. And you can sign up for our event on March 28th. That is on caragoodwin.com/Kimberly.
Ah, thank you for coming on tonight on our show. And any last word you want to say to everybody before we go?
Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. And I've really enjoyed connecting with everybody who is listening and those who called in. And I think that it just goes back to, you know, meditation is an amazing pathway for you to connect deeper with your spirit. I think that's what we're here to do, especially in the times that we're in. It's becoming more and more critical that we understand ourselves as spiritual beings. So for me, meditation is hands down the most effective way to embody our spirit more deeply. And I bless all of you. Thank you so much. This has been great.
We love you, and you are great. And we just, you know, the Medical Intuitive Merrick Show, we're rooting for all of us out there to have world peace. And back at you, Kara. So God bless you. Good night, everybody. We love you.